separately later on, and brief him. But firstly, thank you everybody for making the effort to dial in and joining this call. I hope it's not too unsociable an hour for you, Xiaodong. What time is it with you?
I'm going to have a 19.
Okay, got you. Okay, so
good
not
time.
Too bad.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you everybody for taking the time. Would it be helpful? Well, firstly, the question is: does everybody mind if this call is recorded? Does anybody object to the call being recorded?
No.
Okay, I'll take that as a no then, Alice. Could we enable recording?
Yes, recording's on. Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you. Okay. Well, great. Thanks, folks. Thought it would be useful just to just take you back over what's happened over the last couple, 3-4 weeks. Let you know where we are in terms of the process, and also just to get any further thoughts you have prior to then talking about some of the tasks that we've been asked to do in the next few weeks. Is that okay, everybody? Firstly.
Absolutely.
Great. Okay. So since the San Francisco meeting, we have gone backwards and forwards with Alejandro and Jeff Brueggemann particularly to try and make sure that Team 1 and Team 2 tasks don't overlap too much. There's a bit of a danger, because we're both going to be looking at a lot of the documents that have been produced by ICANN, that there's a danger that we could end up effectively doing the same, both teams doing the same work. So, but at a fundamental level, what we've agreed is that Team 1's task is to get through the initial documents, the initial set of documents that Denise has put out on the website, and really start to do some analysis on those documents, looking at what are ICANN's responsibilities when it comes to security, stability, and resilience. Understanding how important those documents are, understanding whether the documents are useful to us as a group in reviewing ICANN's remit, whether the documents are well-written, factual, whether they're something that we should consider very seriously in our analysis of the position, or whether, in fact, they're a document that, whilst they might be a bit interesting, they don't really have a lot of relevance to us. So our job really as Team 1 is to try and get through as much of that initial documentation as we can, perform a very quick review of it and do some analysis, and then come back and to the whole group and say, well, here's what we found in getting through those early documents, and here's what we understand ICANN's roles, the defined roles that ICANN has, and also here's where we feel there are some gaps in their definition. So really at a very, very high level, that's what we need to try and get achieved as quickly as possible. Did that make sense to everybody?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I think it makes sense.
Okay, good. Alice, how does that feel for you?
Yes.
Great. Okay. So really what I've sent out is, has everybody got access to email at the moment?
Yeah, sir.
Great. Okay. Well, apologies for sending it only a few minutes ago, but I've just sent an email around with two attachments on it. I wonder if you've got that email in front of you, that would be really useful.
Sorry, Simon. This is Alice Munoz. I'm not going to be able to have the document in front of me because I'm actually using my mobile phone and on travel.
No problem.
I will look at them later.
Okay, no problem. Well, we'll try and describe what we're talking about, Alice, as we go through it, so you at least can sort of keep up with what we're saying. Is everybody else able to see that email? And what would be really useful if you could open up the Excel spreadsheet that's on the email.
Yes, I can. Okay. I have it.
Okay, so What we've done is we've split up, effectively taken a look and tried to say, well, in terms of the overall schedule, how do we phase the work we need to do as a review team, not just for Team 1 but across all the teams. This spreadsheet is not in any way 100% complete yet, but it should give you an idea of where the discussions are going. What we've tried to do is split the task into phases, and phase one really takes place between now and the Singapore meeting on the 19th of June. So we've got that amount of time, which is, what is it, 5-6 weeks or so, to get through phase one tasks. And each of the teams, both team one, team two, and team three, has tasks in that phase, if you like. You'll notice from the spreadsheet that I haven't put in team two's tasks or team three's tasks yet. Obviously, when they've had their calls, they'll get finalized. But at a high level, this first phase is all about getting through as much information as we can and performing an analysis on that information. So hopefully by Singapore, we'll have been able to produce a document as Team 1 that says, okay, of all the documentation published by ICANN and all its associated parties, here are the really important documents that we need to focus on. Here are the really important themes that we need to focus on. And here are the really important people that we need to talk to and get their opinion. So effectively, it's a bit like casting our net very widely, very quickly pulling that net back and seeing what we've got in it, if that makes sense. So that's really our job over the next few weeks to try and get that done. To give you an idea of what Team 2 will be looking at, Team 2 will be looking at the will be effectively assuming that we've done that initial analysis, and they'll be looking at the implementation of some of those tasks. So taking a look at, okay, well, they've put out a plan. What does the plan look like? They've done some work with the Conficker. What did that look like? So look at how ICANN has implemented some of its security and stability measures. Team 3 is going to be looking at some of the threats and some of the threats that are already known about and are already have solutions for, and looking to sort of say, okay, what has ICANN done about those threats? How have they identified those threats? And how does that tie in? Then really our job as a review team as a whole is to bring those three collections of information together, starting either hopefully prior to Singapore, but certainly using the Singapore meeting, to say, right, now we know all of this information. Let's take stock of that information and really start to drill into it and say, well, where are the gaps? Where is the current plan deficient? Where is ICANN perhaps doing really well against that plan? Where is ICANN perhaps missing some information? And trying to pull that together to start to do an analysis of the information that we found so that we can then start to consider some early comments, if you like, on the security stability plan. That would then take us into what we're calling phase three, which phase three would then be to start to consider drafting up a very early report. And the idea of an early report would be a placeholder for some of the information that we're finding. That would be where there are some obvious successes, we could document those. Where there are some very obvious gaps, we can start to document those. And this, the idea of using a draft report for that would be that it provides us with a very comfortable framework for filling that information in. The plan would then be, if you're scrolling down the spreadsheet, we get to ICANN at Senegal, which is in October, and really that's where we start to really debate what the final report would look like, what our final findings are going to look like. We would then have another phase, which we would look at, which would be sort of, okay, drafting that final report up. What does that final report look like? What's going to be in the report? And the plan would be to try and get a final report out at the latest by the ICANN in spring 2012. So effectively, it's a maximum of 12 months of work from now to producing the final report. We would then take comments on that final report, and then the work of the SSR Review Team 2 would close sometime shortly after that. So that's the overall timeline. How do people feel about that timeline?
Is good, but it's very tight for us.
Yep.
Yeah, we have so many... So much work to do.
Yeah, I think it's both. I think it is tight. I think it also depends upon how broad we choose to make our analysis and how wide we go. And I think it also depends upon how much commitment the group can put in terms of overall work effort during that period. And clearly, if either of those means we need to change that schedule, then clearly then we would need to change the schedule. So I don't think the schedule is fixed in stone in any way, but what we've tried to do is put down a draft idea of milestones and see whether that's achievable to hit those milestones.
Well, I think the time plan is feasible. Before, I thought we should finish our job around December this year, but this gives us more time. But I think it could be realistic to do something valuable job in this time.
Okay, great. So if we just focus back onto phase one tasks, would like to just have a few minutes of getting people's thoughts on analyzing some of those documents, get your opinions on what you think in terms of how does this feel in terms of a workload, is this something you feel you're equipped to do, and then we can perhaps talk about a methodology for starting to look at some of the documents.
Yeah, I personally can focus around the our group us are not so we the subteam one where we along are not dealing with resiliency with contingency planning, but what we do here in Sweden on our agency is where I'm participating in is to plan a huge exercise with all the operators and emergency organizations to test our ability to withstand severe strains. And we're going to do that exercise in 2 days this autumn, in November.
Okay.
Which will be very much concentrated on the internet. So I think that will be some experience that could be benefit to some thought to this report as well. To enhance the ability that I can to cooperate, the task, the goal for the whole exercise is to improve the ability to cooperate with other stakeholders, manufacturers, ISPs, important users, etc., and cooperate to solve a severe situation to come up again in normal work after an attack or a severe strain, something. In this particular case, it's a flooding that has happened and it destroyed the fiber and combined with some other tricky problems. So, yeah, so that's one thing I've been thinking about.
Okay. And as Herbert, things you've kicked off, how do you feel about taking a look at some of the documents and doing a, if you were to be given, let's say we were to split up, my thoughts initially were to split up some of the documents, there's quite a long list of them, but to pick, between us to pick, say, the first top 10 or 12 documents, and maybe take one or two documents each, go away and over the course of a couple of weeks, or maybe depending how long we feel it's going to take, do a very quick analysis of those documents and come back with a kind of summary on them.
Yeah, that's fine for me. Yes, I can spend time to do that, and then we'll be happy to do it.
How about the Alice? How about you? How do you feel about doing being part of that?
I think I got the mail from Alice. She said that she dropped the call.
Oh, has she? I'm sorry, I haven't seen that. Xiaodong, how do you feel about doing some of that work?
I follow your orders. Yeah, I mean, you should divide the task and I would take you my orders.
I hope they shouldn't have to feel like orders. I hope they would feel something that we sort of as a team certainly felt was the right thing to do. But thank you. I appreciate the sentiment nonetheless. Alice Jensen, are we able to connect Alice Manure back in?
Alice is still on the call, according to the operator.
Oh, right. Okay. Alice, can you hear us?
Okay.
That is strange.
I'll ask her again, but I'm pretty sure she's still on.
Okay. Fine. Okay. Well, we'll keep going anyway. In the meantime. Okay. Seeing as Hartmut's not here, I'm going to say he fully agrees with everything I've said.
Yeah, by default.
By default, you can clearly, yeah. But no, I'll definitely get Hartmut's opinion on this. What I did was, I thought I'd have a go and see what it felt like to look through a document. What I did is, if you take a look at the email, there's a second attachment, which is a Word document.
Mm. Yeah.
And if I just bring that up. So that what I did with that Word document was, I just took one of the documents from Denise's list and said, okay, if I was going to read through this document and take a look at the document and provide an analysis back, if I had to sort of come back to you guys as a team and say, okay, how useful is this document, then what format would I use to do that? And so I took a look at the AOC document, just as it happened to be the first reasonable size document on the list. And I put together a template, this template here, which to review the document. Can everybody see that on the screen at the moment?
Yes.
So the principle behind this...
SAC document?
Say again, Shannon.
You mean the ISAC document?
No, the Word document that I sent out.
Uh-huh, yeah. Okay.
So the AOC document is about 3 pages of relatively dense text, but it's not a particularly long document, but there's a lot of information in it. And what I thought would be useful to do was do a high-level summary of the document so that if you hadn't read the document yourselves, you could very quickly, within a few lines, understand what the document is about.
Yeah.
Then I took a paragraph, and I said, which I've called Key Points Relating to Security, Stability, and Resilience. And I've said, okay, well, let's just take a look at the document and say, well, how much of this is relevant to us as a group? And then done a very quick brief of where security, stability, and resilience is mentioned in the document and any specific themes that have come out of that. And then made a brief conclusion on the document. And in this case, it's an absolutely key document for us because it forms the mandate for the SSRT. And then performed at the end of the document, you'll see what I've called a scoring framework, which was based on some ideas that Alejandro was having around, could we give every document a score on certain key points? So the questions we've got here is, how relevant is it to security, how relevant to stability, how relevant to resiliency? Then how useful is the document to us as a team overall? How accurate and factual is it? Is it a controversial document, i.e., there are some people that disagree with this document and there are some people that agree with it, or it's, you know, nobody agrees with this document. You know, how controversial. How detailed is it? In the case of the AOC, there's not a lot of detail in there. And then how complete is it? Is it missing anything? Does it, from our perspective, is there anything missing from that document? So a sort of very high level scoring grid just to say, you know, how important is a document to the group? And in principle, if you add those scores up, the higher the scores, the more important the document is. But that's a very rough measure. But the idea was to try and give us some kind of framework to say, what are the most important documents that we as a team need to focus on when it comes to ICANN's responsibilities and so forth. That was just my first ideas of a template. I'd love to get your feedback. And what have we missed? What does this template miss in terms of, if you had to go away and fill in a template like this on a couple of documents, what other information would you want to put in there?
Yeah, well, see, I guess I think this looks great. It starts well, and we will improve it by the time we read the document, I guess, and some new headings, perhaps. And the problem is how we, the number of documents. Have we said the 20 documents together, or 30 or 10?
Well, that's a really good question. I'll send out a link. Denise, if you're able to get to the Security Stability wiki pages at the moment, do you want me to send out the link to that? Or can everybody get to see that link on screen at the moment? Let me send it to the group. Okay, just sending it now.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's those of you who can't find it. It's on the SSR website, on the wiki page, there's a page called References, ICANN and SSR related background information.
Yeah. And the scoring, we make the scoring ourselves personally, and then we discuss it together, perhaps.
Yeah, absolutely right. Absolutely, I think the scoring was meant just as a quick way of saying, you know what, this document isn't really that important. It doesn't have a lot of information for us. It doesn't really, you know, it's not a particularly controversial document. It's a reference, but it's not that useful. Or the opposite is, look, this is a really key document. It's absolutely critical. Actually, it's quite controversial. It's very detailed. This is a document we need to study in depth. If that makes sense.
Good. Yeah.
Well, so, is everybody able to see the list of documents on the ICANN on the ICANN wiki at the moment?
Yeah.
Can you see it, Jadon?
Yeah, I haven't seen that. I missed the address of the wiki.
I just sent it out by email. You should have it in your inbox if you take a look.
Okay, no, I'll get that.
Hey Simon, this is Patrick. Can I?
Yes.
Hey Patrick.
A column for you know, how timely is the document? So has the document did it serve a purpose for a short period of time and has now been replaced, or is it out of date? You might want to capture whether it's current or not.
That's a really good call. Thank you. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I've missed that completely. So I'll add that into that grid. I think it would be really useful.
Yeah, for example, you know, I just posted the FY12 SSR framework, which in my mind, it's the next document in the series, but it should be looked at as a evolution of the previous SSR frameworks. Or
yeah, absolutely. It almost supersedes the FY11 plan, doesn't it, in some respects, yeah.
Yeah, we're getting close to that, so that's something to keep in mind is how timely is the document.
Great, I'll add that onto the template. Thank you, it's really useful.
Yeah, really.
Excuse me, I have a question.
Sure.
So I saw the document list in the wiki. Is all of the documents that the ICANN can provide for the
Exactly. So this the list that's on the wiki is not necessarily an exhaustive list of all documents relating to security stability, but this is a list of all the pertinent documents that Denise and Patrick and co have currently been able to produce for us, and the references to it. I don't think anybody would admit this is completely exhaustive, but I think it's a really good list of documents for us to be working from.
Yes. Yes.
So I haven't counted these, but I would guess there's somewhere between 20 and 30 documents in this list alone. Some of them are going to be a couple of pages long, and some of them, you know, are clearly going to be quite significant.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. Alice, have we got you back?
Yes.
Hello, say again. Alice, you still with us?
Yes.
Okay, great. Alice, we're just to I don't know how much you've missed, but we're just looking at the overall list of documents that we may want to start reviewing.
Yes.
Okay, and that's available on the wiki site. So. Clearly, in terms of the task of doing this and taking a look through these documents, some of them are going to take. When I did the AOC review, I would say it took me about 45 minutes to go through the document at a high level and pull out the key information. Some of them are clearly going to be a lot longer than others. But I said to sort of Alejandro, if we worked on say a maximum of 4 hours for any given document to get through this by one individual.
I have another question.
Mm-hmm.
Shadam. You know, I'm also the member of the SDAC. So, you know, from the wiki, the document list, including all of the SDAC report and the anniversaries. So, as I know, up to now, there are over 46 or 47 documents was published by the SDAC.
Yeah.
Do we need to review all of the SDAC report?
I think that's a very good question. That is a very good question.
From the current wiki, it seems that only 20 or 30 documents we should review. But, you know, from the link for the SDAC report, there are over 40 documents.
Yeah. I think that's... That is a very good point. I would suggest that at this stage, we probably don't dive into each of the SAC reports at that level. I think if we do, we'll be here for months trying to get through those. I think it's pertinent, however, to take a review of the SAC working group review. I think would be very useful. The work plan for the SAC, the 2010 work plan, would be very useful.
I think that because, you know, for myself, I ask my staff is review all of the SDAC report now. I mean, half of the SDAC report is reviewed by CINIC itself. So if it isn't necessary, I can ask my colleague to give some report about the SDAC report. So, but okay. I wonder if it is necessary or not. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a really good point. I would suggest no for this first round. I think our mission in the next 3 to 4 weeks is to come up with a definitive list of the most important documents, and as a group start to build a really strong understanding of what ICANN's roles and responsibilities are. Rather than, I think if we go down into the SAC reports, we might end up looking a bit more at implementation, if that makes sense, rather than just roles and responsibilities. So I'll sort of bring us back to that roles and responsibilities piece. That's what we're looking at, if that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah. I think so.
Alice, how does that feel? How does that feel to you?
Yes, I'm quite happy with that. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, so I mean, my feeling is, and as you put it very nicely, which is, I think we probably need to go and take a document each, and have a go at doing this, have a go at sitting down and doing some analysis on a document, filling in this template, making some changes where we need to, and sort of coming back and saying to the group, okay, this is what it felt like to review my document. It took me an hour, it took me 3 hours, or however long it took. I found that I needed an extra section on the template to fill in this kind of information, or template worked really well for me. And then that will give us a feeling for, okay, if we do one document each within the next sort of 7 days or so, then we very quickly get a feel for how long it would take us to, say, get through this entire list, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does.
I think we'll be realistic to do that. Yes.
Okay. Do you feel you would all be able to commit enough time to pick up one document and review it in the next 7 days?
Okay, for me, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's okay.
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 Well, great. In that case. I would suggest that we take that as a starter and give that a go, and we take a document each. I guess that then leads us to the point of picking who would like to review which document. Some suggestions for documents I don't think we ought to start with. I don't think it's worth us starting with the SSR plan itself, simply because that's such a fundamental document. And it has so much information in it that whoever gets that one is probably going to take some time. So I wonder whether we pick another document other than those to start with. Does anybody have any, particularly those who've got the list in front of them, have any preference for a document they would like to take a look at?
You mean from the document list in the wiki?
That's correct. Yeah.
I think for our team we only have five people, right?
Sorry, say again, Jadon.
I mean, for our team, we have team one, and we have five people, right?
That's right. Yes, that's right.
So we can divide all the document list for every people. Maybe everyone maybe should be five or six.
Exactly. Yeah, we would all take a different document. That would be my idea.
Yeah. So you want, your question is who want to volunteer to review which document, right?
Correct. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. I think I can volunteer to review some document. Except
okay.
For
do you have a specific one?
I think I can review the document for ISEC. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. So with that in mind, Jialong, do you want to pick, if you could pick off, why not start with 6A, which is the general ESSAC information document. What I would suggest is clearly if any of us start to look at a document and find we've got through it very quickly, if you want to pick a second document in the list, then that's absolutely fine to get on with it. I don't feel we need just to do one document this week. We might find that some of these documents are only a page long, and therefore actually reviewing it took 20 minutes and you've got time to do another one. That would be fantastic. I think for me this is about having a go at doing some analysis and seeing how it feels.
Yeah.
So, Jialong, if you take 6A and then any others that you want to after that, Anders, is there any specific documents you'd like to look at?
I don't think it is appropriate for me to review the number six. You know, I'm the member of ESSAC.
Okay.
Yeah, so I mean, I can pick the number seven. Yeah, but you know, it's not okay for me to review the ESSAC document because I'm the ESSAC member.
Okay, fine. I understand that entirely. In which case, yeah, as you say, if you wanted to take number seven, that would be great.
Yeah.
And start looking at that. I mean, obviously, there's quite a lot of documents in 7, so start with 7A and see how it feels. If you get A and B done, then fantastic. But, whatever you feel is appropriate within the time you can commit this week.
Yeah, so many documents.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You don't need to do all of 7. You know, if you just get one document done, that would be fantastic.
Okay, the 7.8. Yeah.
Exactly. If you just did 7A, then great. If you have time to do 7B, brilliant. But this is about dipping our toe into the water, if you like, of understanding what it takes, what it feels like to review a document, and put down some analysis. If that makes sense.
Okay.
And Anders, do you have any specific area you'd like to start with?
Yeah, I just looked at the 3B document. I am a failure in business continuity, and that's a quite short document, but time to make the first try on the template, etc. So I can start with that and see if I can continue with perhaps the draft strategic plan for 2011 to 2014.
That was that's 2C, is that correct?
Yes.
Great, okay, thank you. That would be fantastic.
That's a 3B, to see how it works and then...
And then see how it goes, yeah, exactly. Yeah. As I said, absolutely, I don't want to put any pressure on anybody to get a whole load of documents done. This is really just about us having a go as a team and seeing what we find out when we do it. Alice, how about you? Is there any specific area of ICANN's documentation? I know you can't see this on screen, but is there any specific area you'd like to look at? Hi, Alice. Can you hear us? Oh, I think we may have lost Alice again. Okay.
The deadline for all of the document review.
Sorry, John. I missed the first bit of what you said.
What's the deadline for the all of the document review? Yeah.
Okay. So for the deadline for us to have got through as much as we possibly can, and have produced some initial analysis, is the ICANN meeting in Singapore. So we've got until then to get as much done as we can.
So we only have six weeks.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
So My feeling is if we have a go at doing something fairly simple this week and come back together, even just by email, or we can easily have another quick call, we can say, okay, it was fine, it was quite straightforward, or it was very difficult. Then that will very quickly tell us how much work we can get done in the next 5 to 6 weeks.
Okay. Yeah, it seems we only have 6 weeks left. So there may be so many, maybe hundreds of documents to need to be reviewed. So I suggest that we can pick the scope of the document we volunteer to review, and maybe we need more human resources to do that.
Exactly right. I think that's, we will know, I think after this week we'll know how this feels, and we'll all have a good feel for how much work we can do on this. Then we can quickly go down this list and say, right, if we wanted just to do everything on this list, it would take us, let's say, 4 weeks or 5 weeks. That gives us an additional, you know, two more weeks to do some analysis once we've done that, or we could choose to widen the number of documents we took a look at. But for the moment, I'm just interested in us all having a go at reading through a document and producing some analysis. So that feels to me to be a good way of at least starting things, and then we can change it as we go. I'm not stuck to any particular methodology.
Okay.
In the absence of Alice, I will take ICANN, the 1A and B, ICANN's corporate documents, and I'll start work on those.
Yeah, good.
And come back to the team. I'll have a separate chat with Hartmut and with Alice, and I'll give them a separate call, and we'll see what we'll discuss which ones they want to pick.
Yeah. And then
write the document and send it to the email to confirm which document we need.
Absolutely, I'll drop an email out to the group straight after the meeting, confirming which documents, and I'll keep you all informed by email as how we're going. And you know, what would be great is if you have done a document and you've been through it and you filled in a template like this, and you come back and you say, you know, here's what I found in terms of doing the work, and I've added an extra section to the template, or this section didn't work for me, so I've made a change. That would be great. I think if we can feed that information back into our team, that will be really useful, and we'll improve the process as we go. You know, I'd welcome all of your input into how we do this analysis. So anything that you find as you're working on it, let me know, because as I say, I'm really open to us having a sort of framework that we can all work to.
And I think it would be nice if we had a short list of the most important documents to look at more thoroughly.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't mind being the sort of doing that administration and keeping up a list of which we publish. We can always use the wiki, I guess. Alice Jansen, am I able to publish anything onto the wiki, or how does that work?
Yes. All you need to do is use your username and password that were provided to you by Navid.
Okay.
Email. And I'm happy to send it back to you in case you've lost it or something.
That would be really useful if you could, yeah.
Alice is back online. I can see her on the web tool here. She's back online. In case
okay, great. Hi, Alice.
Hi, I'm back online. I'm sorry, I missed the discussion regarding assigning different documents to team members. I don't mind taking any that hasn't been selected yet. I don't, yeah. Having missed
okay, well,
that discussion.
Great. Okay. Well, so just to run you through where we've got, Alice, I said I'll pick ICANN's corporate document. So that's its mission and core values and its bylaws.
Okay.
Anders has kindly volunteered to look at the IANA documents and also the draft strategic plan. Xiao Dong has kindly offered to look at the Root Server Advisory Committee documents.
Okay.
So the sections that are still open, there's a whole section on affirmation of commitments, which might be useful if you wanted to pick that.
All right.
Would
okay,
that work
I'll take that.
Okay, great.
Yes.
So the idea being is just to take one document, perhaps say four. So I've already done it for the AOC, but you're more than welcome to take your look at the AOC document. But pick one document, go through it, just do this basic analysis, see how long it takes, how did it feel, what would you do in terms of changing the template or changing the approach. Feed that back into the team as quickly as we can so that we can all very quickly get a feeling for, okay, how big is this overall task? If we had to review all of these documents, what do we need to do to achieve that goal of understanding what are ICANN's roles and responsibilities with respect to security, stability, and resilience? So that's our overall goal,
okay.
And trying to find an analysis method to quickly get through as many documents as we can.
Okay, fantastic. I'll do. Yeah, I'm quite happy to do the AOC. Yeah.
Okay. So I'll send out an email confirming all this after the call. I'll have a separate call with Hartmut. I mean, I'm trying to think which might be useful for. It may be useful to ask Hartmut to review the ESAC documentation.
Okay. Are you asking how useful it might be to review the ESAC documents?
No, that would be for Hartmut. Alice, if you could take
the
documents, that would be great. But I'll send those out on an email so everybody can see, and I'll actually put the links to each document in as well, so it's really easy to
great.
Find. And I'll have a separate chat with Hartmut.
Okay.
Okay, in terms of getting back together, just looking at the schedule, our next scheduled call is 2 weeks from now. Would you all like to have another call between those two? Do you want to come back after a week, or are you happy using email to discuss, and then we wait 2 weeks and have another call in 2 weeks?
I think it's enough with the mailing list. Okay. I don't mind call as well, but
okay.
Yeah. I think I'm quite. Yeah, it's a good idea.
Okay, Xiaodong. Same. How do you feel? Same for you?
Yeah.
To keep the existing schedule, keep to a bi-weekly call.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Great. Well, that works fine for me, and we'll just use the mail between ourselves as we work on the documents. Alice Jansen, is there any chance that we could create a Team One mailing list?
I'm happy to investigate. Yes, I'll keep you informed.
Just so we've got a separate, because obviously we don't want to burden the main mailing list with all of our backwards and forwards discussions. But if we could have one that just for ourselves, that would be fantastic.
I'll keep you posted.
Oh, thanks. That's brilliant.
Yeah, Alan, another question. Yeah. In the document review template, for the last section, how complete is this document? Is it missing any information? Do we need to write down what kind of information this document missed?
Yes, I think you're right. I think that would be I'll put a separate section. I'll send out a new version, but I'll add that a separate section for what is missing, yeah.
Okay.
That's a really good idea.
Okay.
Is there anything else on the document for those of you who've got it in front of you that you feel it needs adding?
It's okay now.
Okay. Great. Okay. Well, that's all I wanted to cover in this call. Is there anything else that I've missed, or is there anything anybody would like to ask or contribute to the group, or how are we all feeling at the end of that?
I just wanted to ask Alice Jansen if it's possible to have the user ID and password we sent.
I'm happy to recirculate it, yeah. But everyone should have received this own password and so on, but I'm happy to recirculate the email.
Good, thanks.
Okay, thank you.
If you want to look for it, this is Olof. If you want to look for it, it was sent by Navid, N-A-V-E-E-D. So if you want to search your inbox for old mail, that may be a solution as well. But they will be resent out to you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Fantastic. Okay, great. Well, thank you, everybody. Thank you firstly for making the time for the call and for contributing and being so positive and helpful. I will send out a new version of the template this afternoon with the suggestions added to them. If any of you would like to amend it and send it back to the group, that would be fantastic. So this is literally just me saying here's something to work around, but please do contribute to the template if you feel you want to add something. Let's take a look over the next sort of 5 to 7 days how we're getting on. Use the mailing list to come back and discuss how we're getting on. I will be the sort of central point of contact, if you like, for anything, and I'll keep people informed of what's going on. If any of you want to talk with me directly, please do. My contact details are on the bottom of my signature. Please feel free to use them any time of day or evening. I'm quite happy to be contacted any time between 7 in the morning and sort of 11 o'clock at night. So no problem if you want to give me a call just to discuss. So please do feel free to use those numbers.
Yeah, thank you, Simon, and I really appreciate your...
Thank you very much, Simon. Thank you.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you. Okay, well, thank you all. We'll be speaking over email over the next couple of days, but and I look forward to those interactions.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. That's great, thanks. Alice Jansen, are you still... Can we just stay on for 2 minutes?
I'm here, yes, I'm listening.
Thanks. That's good. Thanks, Alice. That's great. I was wondering whether we could... we're probably wondering how we would structure the wiki just to put some Team One information.